proclamation number 3209 dated the August 2nd, 1944. Signs of the last days. Battle of faith. Chaos. To specify, no. The moment of spiritual change would not benefit humanity since the precise knowledge is an interference with free will, because at the approach of the predicted time the human being would feel obliged to change his way of life. But it is not God's will that people shall receive knowledge of the day and hour when he sits in judgment over them. They shall only know that the end is near and by the signs of the time become aware of this end. However, if devout human beings ask him for clarification, he will answer them in a manner that is helpful for the salvation of their soul. The last judgment is preceded by the last days, which last just a few months and are characterized by an exceptionally rigorous battle of faith. As soon as this battle of faith is carried out quite openly, as soon as all secrecy is ignored and all spiritual aspirations are bluntly and recklessly attacked, as soon as laws and decrees are endorsed which prohibit people's spiritual pursuits, as soon as all divine commandments are no longer observed, as soon as all believers are persecuted and have no more rights, the last days have entered into their final phase and the last judgment can be expected daily and hourly. However, before this battle of faith flares up, humanity will find itself in a spiritual and worldly chaos. There will be noticeable regression in every respect. And this regression will be initiated by people who are dominated by Satan. He will show himself in earthly devastation and destruction, in heartless laws, in a God-opposing way of life, in civil disobedience and rebellion against the governing powers and in brutal oppression by the latter, in restriction of freedom and in evasion of law and justice. These conditions will ensue after a huge earthly tremor, which takes place in accordance with God's will in order to terminate a conflict between nations that human will fails to end. For the people who are affected by this earthly tremor, it will denote a change of their accustomed way of life. It will be a time of greatest deprivation and most difficult living conditions. And although this time will be favorable for the spreading of the divine word, it will not signify a revival of a worldly clerical power. People will indeed eagerly strive to improve their earthly living conditions, but these efforts will not be compatible with spiritual aspirations, with the belief in an authority which holds them to account and with the divine commandments that require love. And that is why everything that interferes with the return to the former good living standard comes under attack. Thus the battle of faith will start soon after the divine intervention which turns global affairs into a different direction. The events will follow each other quickly as they are hastened by people's low spirit, and this spiritual low shows itself in people's heartless actions, in their thinking, which shows extreme depravity and which prepares deeds that can only be called satanic. And thereby you can identify the moment and time when God's intervention can be anticipated. The global affairs themselves shall be a timetable to you. By the actions people are capable of doing, you can see that they have totally distanced themselves from God, and this clearly contradicts the opinion that this human race can still expect a spiritual renaissance. The people who faithfully remain with God will indeed intensify their intimate relationship with Him. They will be in truth His church, which will stand firm amid misery and affliction, but it is just a small group. The world, however, denies God. It is hostile towards all who support God, and this spiritual need signifies that the end is near. Therefore, pay attention to the signs of the time, pay attention to humanity's conduct, to their desertion of God and their preference of the world. When people are evidently influenced by Satan, when they are enslaved by him and do everything to disobey the divine commandments, when nothing is sacred to them any longer, neither the life of their fellow human beings nor their possessions. When lies triumph and the truth is treated with hostility, you know that the end is not far. Then you can watch the events unfold as they are revealed to you, because it will all take place during the lifetime of a man who, in a manner of speaking, hastens the disintegration, who pays homage to the destructive principle, who is not constructively but destructively active. And this man's end is also the end of the world, i.e., the end of the world in its present form and the end of those people who presently inhabit the earth, which are separate from those who belong to God. And now you know that there is not much time, that you are not given a long period of time and that the end is upon you shortly. And for this reason you have to prepare yourselves, you have to live as if every day is your last, because you don't know when you'll be called back and whether you'll live to see the end of the earth. If, however, you are needed as defenders of God during the time of battle before the end, God will also guide your thoughts correctly and you'll know when the time has come, the time of the divine intervention by means of unleashing the forces of nature, the time of the battle of faith and the time of the last judgment. It is God's will that you make people aware, thus he will also enlighten your spirit and guide your thoughts in a manner that you understand correctly and only voice and reveal to your fellow human beings what you have understood properly. Amen.